I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. I worship you, Almighty God, for there is none like you. I worship you, Almighty God, there is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace, for that is what I long to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. And I can search for all eternity long and find there is none like you. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. And I can search for all eternity long and find there is none. There is none. There is none. There is none. There is none like you. Most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. And we boldly declare this morning that there is absolutely none like you. No one who loves us like you do. No one cares for us like you do. No one who gives to us and blesses us and pours out on us like you do. No one who is as merciful. No one who is as kind. No one who looks beyond our faults and sees our needs and allow your love to overcome the multitude of our sins. No one like you that will die on the cross, on Calvary's cross, for the remission of our sins. No one like you who won't allow anything to separate us from your love. Your word declares neither death nor life, nor things above or things below, or God below, or principalities, rulers. Nothing shall be able to separate us from the great love that you have for each and every one of us. And so this morning we rise up to tell you thank you, God, and we give you glory and we give you adoration, because there is absolutely no God like the one that we serve. We thank you for your mightiness. We thank you for your awesomeness. We thank you for your greatness. We thank you for your power. We thank you, oh God, that you're willing to bestow us the power, oh God, that you have for us to be great. Lord, greater is ahead for us. Our breakthrough is upon us. And Lord, we only can do that by the power that works in us. thank you, God, that the power that works in us is not the power that helps us, I mean, that we use on our own, or that comes from our flesh, or comes from our carnal ways, but the power that you allow to rise in us, to be in us, to strengthen us, to encourage us, to help us to live, to help us to move and have our very being, is the Holy Spirit, God, that you bestowed upon us, oh God, when Jesus departed. Thank you for that power, the power that helps me to walk right. Thank you for that power, that power that helps me to talk right. Thank you for that power, Lord, the power that helps me to live right and to exude your glory, and that your will might be done in my life. In the mighty name of Jesus, I want to say thank you, Lord, today, because you give me the power to walk right, the power to live right, the power to act right, and the power to think right. You give me the power, God, to be a witness, the power to be an example of holiness, the power to live a holy and a separated life. Lord, I couldn't do that in my own flesh. I couldn't do that in my own might, because every time I tried to do it, Lord, I always fell short of your glory. And I'm grateful and I'm mindful, God, that even my righteousness is as filthy rags unto you. And so, God, I give you glory, because your righteousness, God, makes me white as snow. Your righteousness makes me clean inside and in and out. Lord, your righteousness makes me to be the man that you declared for me to be this day. Lord, I want to be the head and not the tail. Lord, I want to be the lender and not the borrower. Lord, I want to be above and not beneath, Lord, and I can't do that without you on my side. Thank you, God, for being a prayer-answering Savior. Thank you for being a waymaker and a strong tower. God, thank you for being the wheel in the middle of the wheel. And because of who you are, Lord, I give you the glory and the honor this morning. Because of who you are, God, I give you praise and I give you adoration. Lord, because of who you are, Lord, I can continue in these 31 days of prayer, seeking your face, knowing, God, that you are a prayer-answering, way-making Savior. There is absolutely no one like you. Magnificent in all your ways, glorious in all your ways. And so we take time this morning to begin our morning off with prayer and starting our morning off with you. So, God, I pray that you would order the steps of your people in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, as we understand and as we have declared that there is none like you, there is no one that knows our ending from our beginning like you do. There is no one who knows our ways and our thoughts like you do. Your word says you know our ending from our beginning. You know our thoughts afar off, God. And so, Lord, you're able to help correct us, and you're able to help get us back online. God, you're able to give us the direction that we need, that we may walk worthy of our calling on this day. Lord, we don't want to walk in our flesh, nor do we want this flesh to get any of your glory. So, God, this morning we ask that you would put us under subjection and put us under your will and put us under your mighty shadow, Lord, this morning in the name of Jesus. You are the vine and we are the branches, and we're seeking your face this morning because we cannot do it without you. We can't do anything without you. We don't want to go or let this day go by or let another step go by without seeking your face and without surrendering to your will. Thank you, God, for another chance, another opportunity to do things according to your will. Not my will, but let thine will be done in the mighty name of Jesus, that we may be a spirit-led body of believers across this land. No more do we want to allow things to be done according to the thoughts and the desires and the senses of our flesh, because our flesh, God, misses the point, and our senses don't meet the mark. Lord, my eyes, Lord, I don't want to see what my eyes see or do what my eyes see, because the things that my eyes see are deceptive. Lord, I don't want to go by what I hear, Lord, because the deceiver comes, and he did that with the woman, Eve, Lord. He deceived her by her listening to that foolishness, Lord. So I don't want to go by what I hear. I don't want to go by what it smells like. Lord, I don't want to go by what my hands may feel, but Lord, I want to go by what your word declares, and I want to go by what the Spirit reveals in my life. Lord, help me, oh God, today to see with my spiritual eyes and not with my physical eyes, because my physical eyes don't have the 2020 capacity that my spiritual eyes do. So, Lord, open up our eyes that we might see, that we might behold the beauty of our God, that we may understand your promises and your plans that you have for our lives, and that we may walk worthy of our calling on this day. Lead us, guide us, and direct us in the name of Jesus, and order our footsteps that we may bring you glory. Lord, this is not a day, God, that we should allow to go by without praising you, without magnifying you, and without surrendering to your will. This is not the day that we should let go by without acknowledging that you alone are God and that you alone are worthy of the praise. This is not the day that we should allow to go by without seeking your face for your direction and your wisdom, especially in this evil day and times, Lord. You said the righteous must stand. The word says that the righteous must stand, that we must be cities that are set upon a hill that cannot be hid. Oh, God, that our prayers and lining up with you is our purpose and the plans that you have for our lives, that we will surrender to you, that your will be done, that we may be used as vessels to be a light unto this dark and dying world. Someone needs to know that there is still hope. Someone needs to know that there is still a balm in Gilead. Someone needs to know that there is still a better way. And we don't have to compromise on our holiness. We don't have to compromise on our righteousness. And we don't have to compromise your way. Let your will be done in our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, and get the glory out of us today. Get the glory out of us on our jobs. Get the glory out of us at our schools. Get the glory out of us in the supermarket. God, get the glory out of us in the banks. God, get the glory out of us wherever our feet find to go today. Get the glory out of us, whether it's on the metro, God, whether it's carpooling with someone. Get the glory, because there is none like you. We can search all over, and we'll never find anyone that's like you. You can search high and we can search low, and we'll never find anyone that's like you. You are magnificent in all your ways. You are glorious in all your ways. So we bless you and we honor and adore you, and we lift you up this morning, and we magnify you and we glorify you. So come the more and have your way. Be glorified in our lives. Be magnified in our lives. Be adored in our lives. And, Lord, we'll be careful to give it all over to you, the glory and the honor and the praise. What a mighty God we serve. No wonder the angels bow down before you. No wonder heaven and earth adores you. Be that mighty God in our lives today, and order our footsteps that we may be the examples that you've called for us to be in these last and evil days. Get the glory out of our lives today. Be magnified. Help us to pray for the nation. Help us to pray for the land. Help us to pray for people, God, that look like us and people that don't look like us. Help us to pray for relief among us. Help us and give us compassion in our hearts, that we may love unconditionally and love, oh God, without what it looks like. Don't worry about what it looks like. Don't worry about what it sounds like. But help us to love, God, compassionately, just like you have loved us compassionately and mercifully. Let mercy abide in us. Let love abide in us. Let your will be done in the mighty name of Jesus, and get the glory out of our lives. Be magnified, be glorified, be honored and adored. Be lifted up in the name of Jesus, we pray this morning. We magnify and glorify you. And we say thank God, amen and amen.